Welcome to the Men's Room Happy Hour, broadcast exclusively on Odyssey. Let the shenanigans begin.
Oh, Michelle's talking to Men's Room Happy Hour, and episode number 29. Thank you for joining us exclusively on the Odyssey app. About a week away from our little porter party up in Woodinville
on
Saturday afternoon, evening, November the 2nd. We'll be up there from 4 until 8, trying the brand new Men's Room Ola Days Porter.
And believe it or not, we're trying to get a porta potty just so we can have the porter party.
It's a porter potty.
Porter party porta potty.
So I literally sent Castle an email when we went on that little riff earlier this week, and I just said, so... Just came up on the show. Can we get a porta? If a porta potty is there, can we get some sort of signage that says "Porter Party, Porta Potty"? And he says, "Yeah, I heard."
Yeah, I know, that's literally all it says. I heard that.
I mean, I think honestly, we need one.
I do too, man. Just put it out. So I don't even know if anyone will use it.
No, there's one of the porta party porta potty. Nice bathrooms on the inside. Hell,
they
Mike,
do.
Oh, yeah. Mike destroyed one.
Oh, criminy, Mike.
So we're gonna put one outside just in case that happens again.
Little kids are like, "What's that noise?"
I was trying to avoid. Diming out Mike, but yeah, that's why when we brought it up at first, I was like, Mike, you're not the one that should ask, because you're the goddamn reason we need one.
I will never live that down.
No.
We've been back
that's
since.
Fun. That's fun.
And then the guy that gave you the thing to major people, he got in trouble.
Right. He got in trouble, yep. So we went up there for, I think it was the flock party earlier this year, and then he and I were talking, great dude, I love Nigel.
Oh, he's awesome.
He's a nice dude. And then we started talking, and then finally things kind of got turned down and got serious for a second. Like, I've been asked not to bring the yard back out.
That's a dangerous utensil.
I know, well, people are like, Mike's in there, but you got to go help him. So then I just walked over there to help you. Then I got chewed out by some people on the staff. I was like, okay.
Oh, really?
All right. Yeah, they came out. They were like, we didn't realize you were one of the guys on the show. I was like, I was just like, all right.
I heard one thing, and I just looked this person square in the eye and said, you know who the fuck we are. What did you expect?
Exactly.
And I'm serious. That was a conversation. I'm like, this is what we do. Fuck off.
So the
and Mike never does that. So it's like, all right.
Everybody shouldn't have done it in the first place.
That's why they're mad, because it was you.
Hey, look, there's not a member of this staff that has not had a sit down. Probably a couple members of the morning show. But for the rest of us, yes, we've all had a sit down about something that we don't do well at, you know, so to speak.
We do great at it.
Yeah. Also, Mike, that was even Jolene. She used to have a jar for meetings because she would never show up on time. And I can't remember if it was $5 or whatever it was every time she showed up late. So Jolene just walked in one day with a 20, threw in the jar, and said, fuck it, I'm not going to be here on time for the next 3 weeks.
Yeah,
and like that yard of beer, like, I knew it was a bad idea. He knew it was a bad idea. Yeah, and I still to this day go, I would almost went like, no. But, you know, I was like, screw it. What's the worst that could happen?
That's exactly what I was, because I was going to take a sip and hand it down. I was like, this would look a lot cooler if I chugged it.
And I did not think you had it in you to power that bad boy down.
So the Ola Days Porter, the Black Raven's doing for us, only available for a couple months here in the winter.
Yeah.
And only available on draft. And we've got some of our tried and true establishments that have been with us for years as far as carrying our beer. We're going to put those kegs, because it's only on tap, in those locations. So we should have that list by today that we'll read the names on the air of the places. Hopefully we'll find one close to you. Either way, join us for our little Porter Party experience Saturday from 4 until 8, absolutely free as always, and try the new beer on tap.
So I will not be getting as thrashed as I did last time.
Famous last words.
This is just more of a good afternoon of just sitting around, hanging out, drinking beer. And
that's it. There's no broadcast.
Trying
nothing
the new
like
one,
that.
So it's no bells and whistles. Just come up and drink some beer with us. What else do we have programming-wise? Live days coming up Friday night, December 13th. Those tickets are on sale now. Showbox Soto at KISW.com. Again, we'll have the list of beers today. Also, we did get a chance to interview comedian Lewis Black.
Mm-hmm. Who's white.
He is white, and he's
Lewis Black. No, he ain't.
He's Jewish, so I'm not even sure he can be considered white. I think once you're Jewish, you're not really in the white category anymore. I'm not sure how that works.
It's supposed to be its own ethnic group. That was the whole thing with Judaism, right? So that's why Christianity came up saying, wait, you guys can't just say, well, I was born Jewish, so I get to see God. Right? That was the whole thing.
Yeah. Gotcha.
They're kind of like that. that leaves everybody out. You know what I mean? It's, he kind of monopolized the whole God thing. So
he's coming to McCall Hall, and this is his last big stand-up tour that he's doing. So if you're a Lewis Black fan, I mean, hell, he's been on The Daily Show for forever.
Mm-hmm.
But we got a chance to talk to him. We will air this little behind-the-scenes shit for you, but we'll air this on the air at some point, probably closer to the show. I think it's November 16th.
Correct.
I had it written down, but now I can't remember. Either way, we'll probably air it a little bit before that. But to give you a little sneak peek of the conversation we had today with or yesterday with Lewis Black, whenever in hell it is, we're going to roll that back and make that the happy hour. Hopefully, we'll see you next Saturday up in Woodinville at the Black Raven Brewing. Hello, Lewis Black.
Yeah.
How are you?
Oh, yeah. How am I?
Yes.
Every day is just better and better and better. We really are focusing in on what makes us really special as a people.
You know, just listening to your voice, I wonder, how did you get the role of Anger in those movies?
Really?
Yeah.
How?
Yeah. I mean, the happiness.
Really? You think so? It was. I was actually the first one cast.
Were you really?
Yeah, who else? Who are they going to get?
Off the top really, of my head, man,
who
no
are they going to get?
I mean, maybe really? Pesci. That's the only other person I can think of off the top of my head.
Are you counting down the days where you never have to do these radio interviews ever again? Are you just looking for that light at the end of the tunnel?
No, this is the least of my problems.
You know, that kind of makes us feel better.
Yeah,
no, I wouldn't worry about it. No, I'll tell you, the one joy was not having to come into the studio and drink the coffee that they give to you.
If it makes you feel any better, we typically have whiskey and beer.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good.
Mm-hmm. The
that's
good
a step in the right direction.
The Goodbye Yeller Brick Road Tour coming to Seattle, McCall Hall, on November 16th. Now, do you do Benny and the Jets, A Funeral for a Friend, any of that stuff?
No, I don't sing. I have a certain amount of respect for the audience. No, I just get up there and yell about how great things are.
Well,
how great.
I just kind of point out, you know, I tell the folks that the next day I'll meet me on the corner and I'll show them where the rainbow is so they can all walk there and get the big pot of gold that's at the end of it.
Is it kind of is it kind of weird that this is it? I mean, are you saving up your travel points, your airline, you know, your Marriott Bonvoy stuff? Are you stacking that all up in a big pile? You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, pile is right. No, I'm kind of, you know, it's gotten crazy in terms of touring. I was touring basically on my own, and now. I mean, you go to certain places, and it becomes like it was fun to go to certain to all the cities because you could go downtown. Now some of the cities don't allow you to park the bus downtown. Now like I was in Louisville, that you couldn't get a hotel room on a non-football weekend in Louisville, Kentucky. Come on, and a Residence Inn costs $900. It's not Florence, Italy, you idiots. Well, Louisville.
Most of that expense is the continental breakfast, I'm pretty sure. you also, Lewis, a lot of people don't know this, but you have the distinction of being the only 76-year-old on TikTok. How does that feel?
That feels like it's a mistake, and I'm probably doing some damage, and I'll probably... You know, when they take TikTok off, all of us who were on it will probably be jailed. I mean, if they're going to destroy, you know, if they're going to take TikTok off, I really must be one of the oldest people on TikTok.
I bet you are.
For sure.
You've had such an amazing career doing what you've done. You've had a lot of different, just really cool experiences. Didn't you get a bottle thrown at you at Bonnaroo one year and you're up on stage?
With Government Mule.
Yeah.
I came up to do something, and the idea was that I was supposed to put lyrics onto a thing that they were a piece of music that they were playing that had no lyrics, And that, and I didn't, I said a couple of words, and then they, this idiot fired a water bottle at my head. And what was amazing was just to watch, the whole band went to the edge of the stage to see, to find the guy. I mean, and I was like, let's get out of here. We don't need to stay around here.
You probably had more respect for George Bush at that moment when he dodged the shoe after that, you know?
On that note, did you dodge the bottle or did they miss?
Oh, no, they, I didn't know it was coming. I mean, you know, you don't really sit there and go, somebody's going to throw something at me. Because they're upset because I've destroyed the song.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I turned to them and I said, they invited me up here, you jackass.
You're right.
What is the matter with you? You think I just walked out of the audience?
Bunch of and it's bottom room. It's supposed to be like peace of mind.
That one.
What did you do before you got into acting and comedy? Because all things being equal, right, you kind of got started, quote unquote, later in life. What, in your 40s, I guess, when people really started paying attention to New York
City? Yeah, 40 is when I started becoming started doing comedy full time and made it my career. Until then, and this is I was a playwright. I wrote plays.
Oh wow!
To the interest of no one. I kind of wanted, I think, to take a vow of poverty, is what I was looking to do. I worked in theater, which is like living in an abusive orphanage.
But you went to Yale. For crying out loud, you wasted it.
Oh, yeah, no, I went to Yale. I went to the drama school.
How do your parents look at that, right? Because you say, hey, on the one hand, my kid is going to Yale. Then they go, well, what are they studying? Like, you know, theater.
Yeah, no, my parents, by that time, but when I got in there, they thought, oh, actually, maybe he'll at least make a living. Maybe at least I'll get a teaching job. That was the one thing.
Yeah, but you got a Grammy. I mean, where do you put that thing?
I put it on a shelf there in my living room, so that people can see it. And I got two Grammys.
Well, you just seem like one of those people. Like, if I asked you to use the bathroom, it would be on top of the toilet or something like that.
It would. No, there's a picture. No, there's a picture of me next to the toilet, and I'm giving you the finger. That's what I've got in there.
I got to ask you, man. You went over to Iraq and Kuwait, and it was you and Robin Williams, Kid Rock, Miss USA at the time, and Lance Armstrong.
That's like a weird village people.
Looking back in time, that seems like a very strange combination of people.
Looking back in time, at the time, it was a strange combination. I mean, Lance Armstrong, he said within a day, you know, I'm going to get you into shape.
Oh, damn.
And I was like, what is the matter with you? I said, you don't seem to understand this. You think there's something to get into shape. This is only a vessel that carries my spirit around, you schmuck. I'm here from somewhere else. And that shut him up.
Well, I'm sure you had a ball there.
I did, actually. I had a great time. I mean, the troops were extraordinary, and Robin and I became good friends. And Robin was worth the price of admission.
Oh, without a doubt.
What does Kid Rock do when he's in the desert and there's no strip club?
Well, he still managed to find women. I mean, it was really kind of remarkable. I kind of go, wow, this is a different league. You know, there seems to be another species out there that can sniff things out and have a good time. And then there's me.
Are there no groupies pining for you out there?
No, it's never been a group. Comedy is not a groupie. It's a grouper profession, not a groupie.
Maybe Kathleen Madigan.
Maybe. Oh, yeah, but she's a pal.
You got 20 years ago, Comedy Central voted you the 51st greatest stand-up comedian of all time.
Since 51st.
So do you ever think like you're one good joke away from moving up to like 49, 48?
Yeah, I think basically the way things are going, I'm now down to 72. We're in a different realm of comedy now. I mean, I'm basically the end of industrial comedy, and now we're in technological comedy, which is why, in part, I participate on TikTok, but it really has no effect.
When you go back and watch the old, because you've been on The Daily Show since Craig Kilborn, and a lot of people don't even remember.
From the very beginning.
Yeah, people don't remember Craig Kilborn. Do you ever go back and look at those early bits that you did and just, you know, see the difference in, you know, delivery, whatever the content was? I mean, was it different than basically what you're doing now, or is it still kind of the same thing?
Well, it kind of changed. At first, there was no audience, and I went there with just... an idea. I had a bunch of stuff that when they brought me on. I had a bunch of material that nobody had ever heard, and so I'd bring some stuff on, and then I would improv it, and then they'd come over and say, "Well, try this, do that, keep this." Then I'd do it again, and after three times, we'd have it, and it was all mine, and I originated it. Then we got an audience in, and I started to write it. And had a producer and an editor, and we worked on it. And then it became Back in Black. And initially, Back in Black was, we got for free all of these, like, squirrels on water skis, that kind of stuff.
Right, yeah.
That kind of nonsense. And we put together a whole bunch of stuff of those kind of videos. And then it evolved into me commenting, like the last one I did was about undecided voters. So it got more and more specific, finally.
Is it nice to have Jon Stewart back in the mix?
I don't see him, so it's great.
Yeah. Well, so
I
what
know it is. It makes a big difference. People started paying attention again.
You know, so one of your first TV roles is on Law & Order Special Victims Unit. And I was curious, so you get cast as a porn director, okay? And the name of the episode is Obscene. Now, do they come to you like, "Hey, man, we have this creepy character, and you came to mind first," or is it something an agent says, "Hey, audition"?
Yeah,
for
it was
this.
You or Ron Jeremy?
No, it was Ron Jeremy. Well, I'm better looking.
Everybody is. That is not even, yeah. That's not even like a statement.
And
that's
not just, jail.
They came to me. I knew that the director came to me and said, he had this part for me as a porn director, and literally my response was perfect. And then he said, "Do you mind working with, if you mind working with a, you know, an open shirt at some point without a undershirt or, you know?" And I went, "Well, I don't care, you know, as long as." And if we could do some things where I'm actually directing porn, that would be great.
Yeah. Lewis, I got to tell you something about a personal story. 25 years ago, I was doing a morning show in Baltimore, and you came on the show. You were doing the improv, and I served you some shitty coffee. And at the time, I was I went through a divorce, and I was separated. It had been a little while, but... you asked me if I wanted to go to the show, and I was like, you know, man, yeah, I would. So you gave me two tickets, or put me on the list, whatever the deal was. And so I asked a girl out for the first time since I've been divorced. And, of course, she said, "Hell no."
If you saw him, you'd understand.
Hell no. So I was like, but I still had two tickets. But anyway, I was like, you know what? The hell with it. I'm going to check out the show. I'm going to get there a little bit early. So I'm standing at the bar at the Improv, and there are these two women beside me, and... we start chatting it up. They're very nice. They said, "Hey, with you and your friends, we actually got like a table of nine or some crap. But we do have three extra seats. You guys seem fun. If you want to join us, you know, you should come over to our table." And so I'm like, you know what? I'm here by myself. You know, I just came
by myself.
Which
always feels good to say.
Right. And they just went, "Ah!" And they jumped all over that, man. And they were just busting my balls left and right and all this crap. And I'm just like, I'm sitting there feeling like, oh, God, they're not wrong. But they were relentless. They were funny. They didn't mean any harm. They just absolutely dove in. And then all of a sudden, I get a tap on my shoulder. And I turn around, and it's Lewis Black. And you're like, "Hey, thanks for having me on today. I'm glad you showed up. If you need anything, have you eaten? You want to go in the back? There's some food back there," and stuff like that. So I walked the hell off, and I turned around. These two girls, both their mouths were wide open. Like, what in the hell? So you kind of saved my life in a weird way there as far as my ego was concerned at the time. So I've always wanted to tell you thank you for that.
Oh, my God. And you still didn't get either of them.
No, didn't get any ass.
No. I still sat at a two-top by myself.
He got to hang out with you.
That's the saddest story I've ever heard.
Thanks.
Instead of getting to go to the table with the two women, you ended up with food, bad food.
Yeah. That's pretty well it. No beer back there, nothing.
Nothing.
Lewis Black, the Goodbye Yellow Brick Road show, McCall Hall, the 16th of November. This is it, man. You're not going to go on tour anymore. This is the last hurrah. So if you want to go see...
But I'm not going to tour, meaning I'm not going to do 120 to 150 shows a year.
I doubt you're
coming. I'm going to do the occasional show.
Yep,
but it's the end. Maybe I'll do 10 or 12 shows a year. I'm not running around like an idiot.
You don't strike me as the kind of guy that just turns off the opinion. You know, I just feel
But I'll still have a rant cast. I'll still be on The Daily Show. And I'll still, from time to time, if I got something to say, I'll find a theater. And, you know, there are people who are still asking me to come to shows. And there's certain places I'll go back to. One of which is, if they ask me to come back to Seattle, I'd do it in a minute. I love that city.
And we'll see you on the TikToks as well.
Well, my kids will.
You certainly will.
Right. Hey, Lewis Black.
See me on the TikToks talking Chinese. whatever it takes.
And you know we're old because we call it the TikToks.
Like the Walmarts. Hey, Lewis, thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate it.
Oh, no, I appreciate it, guys. Thank you. That was a lot of fun.
Thank you.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.